Oh, Robbie Slater joins us. G'day, Rob.
Hello.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
What a nightmare school holiday.
Oh.
Second week of soccer camp.
Oh.
Very fatiguing.
Jeez, he must be tired, the little bloke.
He is tired. He goes from 9 to 5 and then he has other training afterwards.
Jeez.
For his team.
You're flogging him, Rob.
Could it be classed as child abuse?
Yeah, I think docs could be knocking on your door any moment.
We'll say, listen, this is just too much for a six-year-old.
We'll keep it a secret.
You've
hey,
just got to keep pushing him, son.
Mate,
I keep telling him, I said, don't worry about that thing. It's not important winning. I said, winning is everything.
They tell me that. They tell me you stalk the sideline when he's playing.
I'm one of those nightmare parents.
No, I don't think you are. Everton 1-0 over Newcastle this morning. They're mid-table, both of them, so it was a pretty even contest.
Yeah, look, to be honest, at this stage of the season, this kind of game is sort of...
Ho-hum.
I wouldn't say they're on holidays, but they're safe.
Yeah.
They're not going to make European positions. They're not going to get relegated. So, you know, they can be a little bit flat.
Yeah.
And certainly this game was no different from that. And Newcastle, really early on in the season, it looked like they were going to be in the relegation battle. But, you know, they've had, by their standards of what they were thinking was going to happen, it's been pretty decent for them.
On the local front, Robbie, Melbourne Victory take on Sydney FC this weekend. Are they a chance? Dave Stanley, now I don't know what to think of Dave. He's not a big soccer man, but he thinks the Victory are some hope.
Oh, so there we go. Okay, so Dave Stanley, who we love dearly.
Yeah.
He
gives them some hope. He reckons they'll be very, very aggressive.
Thinks the Victory. Well, thanks, Scoop. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who probably know a lot about soccer think Victory can win. But the simple fact is, Victory have big difficulty beating Sydney. The simple fact is, I won the tipping competition by 11. Simple thing is, I gave you two tips last week that both came through and Sydney will win.
Yeah. They're expected to win too. That's going to be the Saturday game. $1.75 Sydney FC. And, mate, Ernie Merrick, the job he's done up there in Newcastle, phenomenal.
Done a terrific job. I mean, the last, obviously, they won their last game 8-2, which is fantastic for them. Obviously, disastrous for the Mariners, and it was an embarrassment. They have a new coach, they have a new direction now. But for them, it was important because they'd lost three on the bounce, Newcastle. So that win certainly did them, or would have done them, a lot of good in preparation. Of course, they've had the week off, like Sydney, to prepare for this game. Going to be terrific up there on Friday night, boys. It really will be. It's going to be a full house. They're expecting a full house for the visit of Melbourne City. Now, Melbourne City, 3 weeks ago, thumped them 3-0 at McDonald's Jones. Different game, obviously, finals. Pretty hard to predict which way this one's going to go. Given that psychological advantage of 3 weeks ago, they really did give them, they really turned them over, Melbourne City. I think Melbourne will win it, but it'll be tight.
Rob, we just got an SMS come through to...
From David Stanley.
No. TK, can you ask
from
Robbie
Docs
if Bugard and Vargas are playing on Friday night?
Bugard and Vargas are playing on Friday.
Are they
night.
Playing?
Are they playing? They've
are
been
they
under
playing?
Injury
no,
clouds.
Out for the season, and Vargas is a doubt.
Right.
Look, you've got Rodriguez and Vargas, who are terrific players. I think you can't play them together. You need, against this Melbourne City side, you need to definitely have more numbers in midfield. Rodriguez and Vargas, fantastic players. But I'd be playing the youngster, Joey Champness, if I was...
Okay.
And the American, I'm not. He's the coach. He's got to make the decisions. But when he plays, I think it gives them better balance. Petrados is key for them. And Roy O'Donovan up front, who's had an injury-interrupted season as well. They're all key players for Newcastle. If they click, and as I said, in my opinion, if he doesn't play Vargas and Rodriguez together, I think there is definitely a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, and finally, Rob, one from Mario. Perth Glory CEO, mate. Philopoulos, he's leaving the club.
Who is?
Philopoulos, Peter Philopoulos.
Who's he?
the CEO of the Perth Glory.
No, Perth Glory. I was winding you up. I thought you said Philippoussis.
No.
But, yeah, look, he's a bit of a controversial character. The CEO follows the coach out the door, I guess, and I think that's fairly logical. But when I say he's been fairly vocal, he gets on social media. He's hammered me a couple of times as well.
Your turn to give it back to him.
To be honest. There's a long list.
Have a crack at him now.
Yeah. Well, nah, look, there's no point now. He's gone, and, you know, next time we meet, it'll probably be on social media where he says something stupid again.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Robbie.
Good on you, Posse. Have a great day and a happy, happy Anzac Day. Are you guys working tomorrow?
Going to the footy.
Going to the footy.
Oh, that should be good, actually.
Yeah, be good. Be fantastic, Rob. Good on you, buddy.
All right, thanks for your tip.
Dragons.
See ya.
Dragons.
Get the kids to soccer camp. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye, Robbie. Father of the year. Certainly not husband of the year, but father of the year.